Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Gary Sorensen. We're talking Horton girls basketball. Lady Chargers have had just one game here in the last week since we spoke. Of course, a lot of teams haven't been able to get much court action, but Horton had a bye last night, a night off, so didn't get a game in then. Last Friday, Coach, you did get a home win against Oskaloosa, second time you had beat them in less than a month, but I'm sure it was good to get back on the court. Just playing one game a week here has got to seem a little bit weird for your team, but a good win against Oskaloosa Friday.
Well, yeah, it sure was, and this has been a crazy week for everybody with the snows and you know, you say one game a week. Well, that's going to come to an end here real quick, because starting this Friday, we play Friday and then three games next week. So I told our girls, I said, hey, we're ready to start playing some games, and games are more fun to me than practice. So here we go.
I don't think I mentioned last week, but Marlissa Banks was one of our athletes of the week at MSCSports.net. I believe she had like a 19-point outing against Jackson Heights, had a lot of other stats as well. And we haven't really talked a ton about some of the different individuals on your team, but talk about Marlissa a little bit and just kind of what she brings to the floor for your team.
She's a really nice little ball player. Last year we had her playing point guard, and then, of course, we got Kansas in this year. And kind of frees her up a little bit. Marlissa understands the game. She's really a good kid. And you know, we're playing seven kids quite a bit, and everybody's kind of figuring out their role, and we feel real comfortable where we're at. Marlissa, again, she doesn't have to score. If she does, great. But if she doesn't, she's good at dishing the ball off, She has a real knowledge for the game. She'll steal the ball, and she's just fun to watch. She's fun to watch, and she's fun to coach.
I know you haven't been around the girls as much as you'd like with the weather here over the last week or two, but I wanted to ask you just kind of about the confidence of this team. We talked early in the year about, you know, coming off the success of volleyball and how you hope to parlay that, but then, you know, it seems like forever ago. I mean, you were 0-2 and I think 1-3 in the first four games of the season, but, you know, now they're playing better. The competition has changed some as well, but do you see, I guess, the girls' confidence starting to kind of really build here through this win streak?
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. You know, when we looked at our schedule, you know, I knew Hiawatha was going to be a tough game, and of course we opened with Effingham, and we didn't play well, and so we lose that game, and then we have Hiawatha, and we got Dobbin West, and it's like, holy moly, we're 1-3 here before we know what happens, but our confidence level, our kids coming to practice and excited, we're a nice, solid little ball club right now.
Last question for you. You got a game this Friday night at Pleasant Ridge. That's going to be a rematch as well. But then the McLeod tournament next week, where you end up being the top seed. So I would say that the girls have to be excited about that and the potential to go try to win a tournament and obviously play a lot of games in the next week or so.
Yeah, we're the number one seed with a 4-3 record, so that tells you that it's not a lot of great records at the tournament. We open with Casey Ward, which we know nothing about, but it's a national tournament for us. Again, the kids are excited, and I told them last night, I said, kids, next week, here we go. I mean, we're going to be playing Friday and then Monday, then Thursday, then Saturday. It's going to be a busy time. So we're trying to take care of everybody, make sure the injuries are okay. And again, the kids, they enjoyed the few days off, as we all did, but it's time to get back to work.
You bet, sure is. Friday night at Pleasant Ridge and the McLeod tourney next week. Coach, best of luck in your upcoming games and getting back on the court, and appreciate your time.
Justin, thank you so much for what you guys do.
Gary Sorensen, head coach of the Horton girls, Charger boys basketball chat is coming up next.